Blog Talk Radio. never give it up, not for nada. If ain't nice, I'll camp, what's it worth every quarter? And I'ma go big, but keep the same phone. We gotta be gone wrong, go big to go home. This world my God owns, so he will be known. It's over, go big, quick, right on the throne.
On the road, you will break my heart.
We ain't gon' stop till the hold up. We get to new levels, gotta go.
You ain't for my, you don't know my, you live in a double life, you wanna play my, but when you in trouble, you wanna stay my, since you come to me, you betray my, you ain't for my, you don't know my, on the road, you wanna break my, I'm holding you, turn it up, you wanna break my, but when it's gone, man, you wanna stay my, you ain't for my, you don't know my, you live in a double life, you wanna play my, but when you in trouble, you wanna stay my, since you come to me, you betray my, you ain't.
What goes out to everyone that tried to play my God? Yo, you got it wrong, man. You got it wrong. Yo.
On the road, you wanna break my God. The volume, turn it down, don't wanna crank my God. But when the storm ends, you wanna thank my God. You ain't for my God. You don't know my God. Living a double life, you wanna play my God. But when you in trouble, you wanna play my God. You betray my God. You ain't for my God. You don't know my God.
Tell me who can satisfy him. He has all these angels there beside him. Tell me who can think they so slick that they have it in their mind that they got God. Trick the Most High, he won't be locked in. He holds the world and he won't be boxed in.
Come on.
He can't be, never be, won't be mocked. Cause the shepherd sees everything, he knows his flock. So even though it seems as if God's been thrown off by his schemes and tricks, when he comes back, you gon' plead the fifth. Cause he know who the actors, he ain't read the script. So how do you hope to deceive when he know what you know and if you believe? Every word, sees every deed. Only man can be fooled. God is above
me. On the road, you wanna break my God. Volume, turn it down, don't wanna crank my God. But when the storm ends, you wanna thank my God. You ain't for my God. You don't know my God. Living a double life, you wanna play my God. But when you in trouble, you wanna stay my God. Since it comes to me, you betray my God. You ain't for my God. You don't know my God.
Who you gonna meet? Who you gonna meet? Where you gonna meet? Who you gonna meet? Why you wanna meet? Why you wanna meet? That's the question.
Meet my star one day. I want to meet my star one day, one day. Meet my star one day. I want to meet my star one day, one day.
Alongside
with your jeans, it's just a chill, yeah.
Valium.
Been 12 long years and she sit down and I wonder. Long time she sit down and I ponder. Where would I get my, where would I get my blessing? And my healing and my pain would I over. Turn, she a turn to this one. Turn, she a turn to that one. Everywhere she going and everywhere she running. It's a blessing and a healing, you should know it wasn't coming. Run to the doctor, run to the nurse. Run to the priest for advice from the church.
Come on.
Satan at my side. Cause I now make unbelief stop me or pass I. Cause I know I'm dead from the cross. I am the cause why. So now me take me deliverance and me a clear me inheritance. Now make him blessing pass me by if he claim it. This a the very chance. Her witness our clear priesthood. Jesus how we are teach us. Right now we want everybody well they pan our reach out and
give you some knowledge.
You gotta rep the king. No matter where. Let's go!
Put it on my Twitter. Put it on my Twitter. Put it on my Twitter. Whoa! Put it on my Twitter. Put it on my Twitter. Put it on my Twitter. Hey!
See, everything is about technology. But let me give you some knowledge.
You gotta rep the king.
Put it on my Twitter, 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 put it on my Twitter,
hey.
Put it on my Twitter,
hey.
Power in the tongue, power in your pen. Speak life over death when you're repping the king. So all of my Twitter peeps, if you know you're repping Christ, make sure when you tweet you are shining your light. I found the bloody shed, blood from the dead, equally led, positive fed, with two and five loaf of bread above the mountain move a larger over. My God who's watching over. Holy man in history, help another just the walk. I'm out of destiny, liberty, peace and serenity. The power of we possess in a name. Holy Trinity, the Father, Son and Holy Ghost. When you tweet, just make a vote. Give glory to God in every Twitter post. In times of stress, times of mess, feel like less, not at your best. He will pull you out of victory, you will confess. So if you ain't no Twitter, on your Twitter, and every time you post, post, I'm showing God now. Put it on my Twitter, put it on my Twitter, put it on my Twitter. Whoa! Put it on my Twitter, put it on my Twitter, put it on my Twitter. Hey!
Hey. Calling all the deacons, pastors, elders, prayer warrior. We have the path on every chain and every barrier.
Walk out, walk out, march out, march out, walk out, walk out, march out. I got my Bible in my left hand, mic in my right hand, everything strapped and ready for the nation. My helmet checked, armor checked. Yes, I got my sword of the spirit, it's checked. You see, our mission is to pull them out from frustration, burden, and all them drones. All of me real warriors, make me see your hands up. Because we will be doing this, we be going hard, we be going higher.
You catch me
now. Me the son from Jamaica, and serving from Trinity. Every demon a surrender, God a war, fear we win it. Take them on if them single, take them on if them a queen.
You catch me now.
Put on we army fatigue, we got a warrior, no elegant. Pass and a perfect kill me, plus start in a relevant. Speaking of tongues, we call me English, no eloquent. Demon come through the door, but when them a leave them off the
we be going hard, we be going higher. Lighting up the place with some Holy Ghost fire. Where my troops at? Hey, hey, hey.
Mike.
You catch me
there.
Yeah. You catch me there.
Come on, Mike.
You catch me there.
me serve. Me not make great time get to me. No, me can't do that, no, no, day. I got to own my destiny. Him and the one that give life to me. Him die for me from Calvary so I can be free. So me have to live it true. In all I say and do. I'm feeling fortified. Because God am my shield and my buckler. So the demons terrified. It's God in whom I live and whom I put my trust. So me unsure and fear because God be for us. You catch me when I fall, but I'm thankful for the word of God, so no me can fall.
Myself out of saying something, not an opportunity. opportunity is gone, cause I ran from it. Now I'm praying for his grace, and every time I was weak, in the schools, in the mall, on the job, on the street, this is how it's gotta be. I'm talking about obedience, fearing God, not man, that is the ingredient. Yes, I know you can relate, some of y'all are shacking up, time for you to move it out, get your clothes, pack it up. Yes, I know you can relate, why are you standing still, when the Lord has called you to hit the foreign mission field? Yes, I know it's hard though,
I beat it up. Church me, yo, let's greet it up. Say, yeah, how I All right, all right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Rep Your Country Thursday Nonstop Live Music with the Angel on Deck on the Angels of Melody. And we just thank God for being here. We thank God for his many, many blessings on tonight. We just thank the Lord for everything that he is doing. We thank God for all this wonderful music that he has enabling us to play on the airwaves. And y'all just heard a mix from Jamaica, our brother there in Jamaica, DJ Super. We thank God for him. We want to give you a shout-out, brother. God bless you. We are blessed by the mixes. We want to say God bless to all of you that are listening in all of Africa, wherever you at in Africa. We just want to say God bless you to all of the UK, Italy, Switzerland, Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, Jamaica. At once again, we want to say God bless to you here in the United States of America, the cities and the states, and Hong Kong, Russia, Switzerland on tonight. We want to just give a shout out to everybody on the Twitter, wherever you may be tuning in all over the world. We just want to say God bless you tonight. We have a great broadcast tonight. Also, I want to give my sister a shout out, Taylor. We want to give her a shout out on tonight. God bless you, sis. I'm telling y'all, it's finna be rocking on tonight, and we just thank God for it. Right now, we have a guest that's on with us, a great brother. His name is Minister Chris Johnson here in the D in Detroit, and we thank God. We're going to click him on so he can have words on tonight, and then we're just going to go further into the program. Hey, how are you, brother?
Hey, Evangelist, how you doing?
Doing good. I'm laughing because I did not know that that was your number.
Yeah.
And you had me laughing because you was like, that's a long And so we just thank God for you on tonight, being on with us. Also, we thank God, I believe, this is our brother, I'm not sure, Evangelist Robertson. I'm not used to the numbers in a while, so I don't know if he's on with us. I'm trying to see. Evangelist Robertson, are you there?
Bless the Lord, woman of God, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right, I had to get used to the numbers. So you called in right at the right time. For those that are listening in, we have our brother. Y'all haven't heard him in a while on the radio with us, but we thank God for Pastor Robertson there in Palm Bay, Florida. He's also, I call you a demon crusher, too, because you show me friends. Hey, you ain't doing
nothing. We are soldiers in the kingdom, so we give him praise.
I know that's right. So we thank God for you all the way there in Palm Bay, Florida, and also our brother, Minister Chris Johnson here in Detroit. Now, before I go further, I want to say this to you, Pastor Robertson. The reason why I was asking you about calling, of course, we miss you on the airwaves, and we look forward to you coming back on hopefully maybe next week or something.
I will be coming back on.
Yes. The reason for this is I was talking to our brother, Minister Chris here, and he remembered you very well. And he said, please see if he could come on, because he said you spoke some words in his life. And I'm going to let him tell you the rest, what's going on. So, Minister Chris Johnson, go ahead and tell the man of God what you were telling me.
Yeah, I was basically, you know, bless you, you know, man of God. I was, and first, you know, just telling you thanks for, you know, the invitation. Definitely appreciate it. Evangelist, you prayed one time. I can't remember. I would have to say December or November of last year. And you were on the air. I was just tuning in, and, you know, that's kind of what I do with, you know, Evangelist. I just tune in and listen in, and, she clicked me in. And, you know, I listened to you, man of God, and you prayed some things and spoke some things in my life that was truly only of God. And I just wanted to, just encourage you, man, because the ministry that, you know, that God is giving you, you know, is definitely a genuine ministry and a genuine love for God. And I just wanted to, as the people did after they were, you know, experienced the ministry of Christ, you tell somebody, you know. So I just wanted to say bless you and you know, thank God for using you the way he did. I said, you know, some of the things you said, you know, I've just been watching God do it and watching God bring it to pass. And it's definitely been a compass, you know, going into 2012 and now coming to the end, you know, this year. So bless you.
Amen, amen. We give God all the praise and all the glory. You know, let his name be glorified for everything. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit, said the Lord. So therefore, you know, we just give all of the glory back to him, and we are just, you know, merely servants of God, just doing his will and trying to remain in obedience. Amen. And the only thing that I could ask in return is that you continue to keep me in prayer and my ministry and family as well. Because, you know, as soon as you decide to follow Christ, you automatically become the enemy of the devil.
Absolutely.
And the Bible says that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But in the name of Jesus, we declare he's a liar.
Yes, because sir.
Because God comes to give life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
So with that, you know, I pray that the Lord continue to do even more in your life. And as you
Amen.
Go into your ministry, that the Lord even open, you know, greater doors and
yes,
greater
sir.
Opportunity may come in your way. And that whatsoever that you do, that the Lord may cause you to prosper in it in the name of Jesus.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Pastor Robinson, I know that you can't stay on long because you have revival tonight.
Yes, I was invited to a revival, so as a matter of fact, I'm just running home right now because I'm already running late, and I said, my God, let me just go ahead and call the radio right now, otherwise I'm not going to have the time to. So I'm just running home right now to get ready and then just go straight to the revival.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, like I said, we look forward. I just wanted you to call in for a moment because our brother wanted to let you hear it from his mouth, and I thought,
Amen.
Oh, wow, what an encouragement. What a great thing to do then to just have someone call in and hear this for themselves.
Yes, yes, it is a great encouragement, and I really take this at heart, and I do appreciate the fact that, you know, you let me know, you know, that God has used me and the word that he spoke through me to you has come to accomplishment. So it just, you know, it just encourages me, and I just thank God for this.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Amen to that. So, yeah. Amen. Well, we thank God then, brother. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go, man of God, because I know that you have to go. It'll be another time. My brother from the one I told you about from Haiti, he's calling in now. So, but I know you don't have time. So, we're going to go ahead and do something next week.
Definitely. Sometimes next week, you know, I'll make sure that I, you know, make myself available. And, you know, we can stay on, you know, all night if you want.
I know.
Yeah,
you know how we do it on these airplanes.
Oh, no, trust me. Last Tuesday, we started our prayer line at 9 o'clock, as usual, and we spent about 2 hours and 45 minutes on that prayer line. You know,
oh, wow.
For some reason, we just couldn't let go because the power of God was manifesting in such supernatural way that we couldn't stop it. So we're like, let it go. But to God be the glory. Yes, to God be the glory. So definitely sometimes next week I will make myself available and, you know, we'll have all the time that we need to glorify the name of God.
Amen. All right, then. God bless you, Pastor Robinson.
All right. May God bless you all. May God keep you.
All right, okay.
Okay,
right. Minister Chris, don't hang
yes,
up.
Ma'am.
We have our brother that I was telling you about just called in, matter of fact. And we thank God for him on tonight. We thank God for our dear brother. I call him my twin. That's what we're calling one another. But his artist name is Problems for the Devil. God bless you, brother. How are you? Now, I don't know where you're standing at, brother, but your phone sounds very not good right now. It sounds like a robot.
Does it sound better now?
Say it again.
Does it sound better now?
Yes, now it's good. Because at first you were saying something, and I thought we were listening to robots for a minute. But
hey, how you doing, Twin? How you doing?
Yes, doing good. Chris Johnson, this is Minister Chris Johnson, brother, and Chris Johnson, that's our brother I was telling you about.
Yes, sir. Bless
devil.
You.
Nice
yes,
to meet you.
Heard a lot about you. Yes, sir.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My name is actually Minister Clifford Grisseau, but, you know, a lot of people call me Problems for the Devil, so it was definitely great meeting you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we thank God. Now, Minister Chris, I wanted you to have some words because you didn't even get a chance to say anything yet, but just tell the men of God, you know, just for the confirmation. But let's hear you say something, and then we're going to let our brother go ahead and have some words and play his music here.
No, I was just, thinking about, you know, what you were telling me about the brother on the line, Problems for the Devil, and, you know, that's... you know, that's easy. I think, you know, just I was just rethinking about his testimony, and I think that's the cause, you know, your ministry, man, you know, talking about gang bangers and going to the streets and, letting the streets know there's hope. I'm from where you're from, you know, experience what you experience. You know, understand the hurts, the loss, to understand the, you know, sense of neighborhood and, you know, the sense of pride, but it's, you know, the end of it is death. You know, and I was just thinking about your testimony, and I just thank God for you because, I mean, it's needed. You know, God has given me a different ministry where, you know, I've been in church my whole life. You know, I've been raised in church. You know, any experience up I had it in church. So, you know, my testimony is more from a perspective, you know, of, you know, people who are in the house but never know God. You know, people who, you know, heard about Christ and did Easter plays and, you know, was baby Jesus in the Christmas, oration, but they never had a chance or they never took the time to develop their own relationship with Christ, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I respect your ministry as well because it's I came from the streets, so I reached back to the streets. And I think, you know, that's powerful, you know, just like Paul on the road to Damascus, you know, it was after he was knocked off of his beast, you know, he wasn't able to teach the Gentile. I mean, he wasn't able to teach the Jews, you know, they probably would, you know, slay them or whatever, but, you know, God gave them his ministry to the Gentiles, you know?
Wow.
It just, you know, I thought it was just a blessing when evangelists called me today and told me all they got to do in your life. And I just want to encourage you, you know, to just hold on to the horns of the altar and, you know, dig deep in, you know, your foundation of Jesus Christ and, you know that no weapon formed is going to prosper. And, you know,
hallelujah.
Every tongue that rises in judgment shall be condemned.
Amen.
This is the heritage of the service of the Lord. So, you know, bless you. Bless you.
Praise God. Praise God, Minister Cliff. Chris, and you know, I don't know if I have time to share this testimony with you guys, but I truly believe that I'm supposed to share this testimony tonight because of what Minister Chris just said. Am I clear to share this right now?
Oh, yes, we got some time. It was you that said you didn't know how long you was going to stay. We on here at 8 o'clock. So you go right ahead and
awesome.
Share it.
Awesome, awesome. And I just want everybody to hear me very closely in what I'm getting ready to say. Minister Chris, I truly believe that God allowed you to speak that prophetically about Paul and how, you know, how he was on the road to Damascus. And I explained that in my testimony last night, you know, how I had an encounter with Jesus face to face. And I just want to explain that, you know, I was in my basement. This is how I gave my life to Christ. I was in my basement and I was smoking weed and I already had caught a nose infection and a throat infection. My mother was the president of the women's ministry in the church and, you know, being a drug dealer and smoking all this weed and doing a whole bunch of things. My mom used to always tell me that God's going to catch me by the throat. And, you know, and she stopped calling me Clifford in the house. She started calling me Paul. you know, God, your Paul's in the street smoking, your Paul's in the street having, you know, going to clubs and doing all this crazy stuff. Your Paul is a gang member, but I know you're going to call him and he's going to preach all around the world. You're an apostle. And just started to prophetically speak over my life, to just really speak life into me in those ways. And I used to always hate it, and I used to always, you know, push my mom away. Why are you calling me Paul? And I didn't even know who Paul was. And so I was very upset about that. I didn't know what she was really saying until one day I was in my basement and I was smoking on the weed. And as I was smoking on the weed, I'm coughing up blood, and I had caught a nose and a throat infection. And the doctor told me that if I didn't stop smoking, that I was going to die. And I literally felt like my mortality was like alive. Like I felt like I was going to die any minute after that. And so, you know, and I still was smoking. And so I'm in my basement, I'm smoking, and I'm literally feeling like fire in my throat as I'm inhaling the weed. And I'm like, why am I still smoking? What's going on with me? Why am I feeling this way? Like, you know, how did I get here? And I started to recollect to myself, or you could say like the prodigal son, he started coming to himself. And I started coming to myself a little bit, and I was wondering, how did I get so deep in sin? How did I get so lost? And I remember my something in my mind said, your mom said God was going to catch you by the throat. And I was like, wow, you know, and I started thinking about that. And as I was thinking about that, I said, God, if you're going to save me, you might as well do it now, because I'm going to die if you don't. And I kid you not, about 5 minutes after that, I heard the voice. I heard a voice that says, Clifford, I have a plan for you to preach the gospel all around the world. And when I heard that voice, I did not recognize it as God's voice. I just ignored it, and I continued to smoke weed. And as I continue to smoke weed, I'm still feeling the burning sensation in my throat. And I heard the voice say it louder and louder and louder, to the point where I looked at the weed. I said, hold up, I'm smoking way too much weed. I'm hearing things. I'm bugging out. Like, I'm losing my mind, you know. And then as I started to thinking that it was me being high, and then I said, I just reasoned with myself. I said, it cannot be me being high. This never happened before, and I've been way higher than this. And I said, this cannot be the weed. And it didn't make no sense, preaching the gospel all around the world. And then I said, this can't be the weed. Then I said, it can't be me. You know, why would I want to preach the gospel all around the world? I wanted to have fun. I was gangbanging. I was known around my neighborhood. Everybody respected me. You know, I wanted to continue to live the lifestyle that I was living. I just wanted my health back. And so I said, it couldn't be me. And then I said, it can't be the devil. Why would the devil want me to preach the gospel all around the world? It did not make sense. I did not know God, but I knew about God. I my mom went to church. My mom, you know, my family was church people and stuff like that. But I just didn't have a relationship with them. And at the very end, I said, you know what? This has to be God. I said, God, if this is you, help me get off these drugs. Help me to go back to school to get the grades that I used to get, because I was once a straight-A student. And I said, God, whenever I speak, let people know that it's not me speaking, but you speaking through me. I said, God, if you do these three things for me, I will praise your name until the day that I die. And I kid you not, that was the very night I gave my life to Christ. And ever since that day, I felt a shift in my life. I felt something different. But I knew that, but in my mind, I knew that there was more that needed to be done, because I was still not healed. I was coughing up blood. My mom was making tea for me, and she didn't know, but I knew that I was dying. But I didn't want to scare her with that news. And so I said, God, I was praying to God for healing. I said, God, if you really want me to do what you want me to do, then I need you to heal me. I don't want to die. And so I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, I want you to go to your mom's church on a Tuesday night. And mind you, I want you to understand that I never went to church on a Tuesday night. I was known for stealing church money. I used to steal church money. Like, that's how I became so low. Like, everybody thought I was smoking crack, because I was selling everything out of the house. I was stealing my mom's rent money. You know, I was just done. I hit rock bottom. My other friend got laced. I got laced, you know, and I almost lost my mind. My other friend right now, he still has lost his mind. He still has not come to his right mind, and that was about 6 years ago, you know. And so I was selling everything out of the house. So I got to the point where I almost sold my mom's engagement ring just for some weed, you know. And I reached that low. You know, everybody thought I was on crack. They didn't know what was going on with me. You know, my mom was crying. My father didn't know what to do with me. And so I heard the voice say, go to your church. And so when I got there, people was looking at me funny, like, what is he doing here? You know, this is, he never comes here, you know, and I had a very bad reputation. I was arrested, and they knew about that. They knew who I was. And so now I'm in the church, and when I get there, I heard the voice of the Lord say, I want you to go and get on your knees and put your head in between your knees like Elijah did. At the moment, I didn't even know who Elijah was. And so I did exactly as the Spirit told me. And as I did that, I felt the Holy Spirit fall on me so strong. I mean, I started to weep like I never wept before. I never cried like that before. And I was flat on the ground. And as I was flat on the ground, hallelujah, Jesus, as I was flat on the ground,
yeah.
Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, as I was flat on the ground, everybody in the churches began to pray so loud, and, you know, I heard people speaking in tongues. I didn't even know what that, I didn't quite get what was happening, and I was trying to figure out what they were saying, but I was so busy just asking God for forgiveness, because I knew his presence was in the building, and as that was happening, I began to see a bright light on the left side of the room, and so I opened my eyes, and when I looked, it was Jesus standing there. And as he was standing there, he began to approach me with his arms stretched wide. And as he began to approach me, I just was shaking. It was as if all my bones were just shaking and rattling at the same time. I couldn't believe it was happening. I didn't believe it was happening. And then he stood right in front of me. And when he stood right in front of me, I heard a voice. I heard his voice say, "Do you believe me now?" And I said, "Yes, I believe you now." And as he said that, he said, "I want you to touch my feet." And with my hands trembling in fear, I touched his feet. And when I touched his feet, one of my fingers went through the hole, and I pulled it out, and that's when I got really scared. And so he told me to stand up. You're a soldier now. And I refused to stand up. I said, "I'm too messed up. I'm too dirty. Why me? Why are you choosing me? Like, why did you appear to me? Like, why am I the person that you're calling out?" You know? And because I disobeyed him, he disappeared. And when he disappeared, I began to cry even more, because I'm like, all my life I've been disobeying God. Here he is appearing to me, and I'm still disobeying him. I said, "How messed up am I? You know, how messed up can I be that the master is right in front of me, and the first time I could possibly know that I'm obeying him, and I still disobey?" And so as soon as that happened and he disappeared, all the prayers went low in the church. And so I said to myself, this is real. Something really just happened. Like, he was really here. Because it's as if they knew he wasn't there no more. And then about 2 minutes or 3 minutes after that, the church began to pray loud again, the same way it was before. And I started saying, "God, I don't want to see you no more. You know, I've seen you already. I was really scared. I don't want to see him no more. I just didn't want to be bothered with it anymore." And as that began to happen and people were praying, and I just felt a light on the same side of the room again. But when I looked, it was not even him. It was this 50 to 54-year-old woman in my church. Her name was Sister Giselle David. She was an evangelist, ordained evangelist in that church. And I seen her walking down the same aisle as Jesus with her arms stretched wide. And so here am I looking at this woman. I'm like, what is going on? And I'm on the floor, and I'm looking at her walk towards me the same way he did. She comes, and she stands exactly in the same position and in the same spot that he stood at. And when she stood there, she took two of her fingers. I want you to listen to me closely. She took two of her fingers, and when she took two of her fingers, she put it under my right hand. And when she put it under my right hand, she picked me up all the way from the ground to the point where I jumped up as if I weighed a feather, as if I weighed nothing. This is a 50 to 54-year-old woman. There was no way this woman would have been able to lift me up off my feet the way she did. And as she lifted me up off the feet the way she did, I literally felt a fear, because I knew that it was not her, that it was God in her that gave her that strength to do that. And so she looks at me in the eye. And in Creole, in Creole, she says, "Compass, you know, so I'll kill you." And literally translated in English, that means, "Stand up, you're a soldier now." Exactly what Jesus told me to do. And because I refused to stand up, he sent her to pick me up. And that's exactly, ever since that day, that I've met Jesus Christ and I've seen him. And that's how I know you are speaking in the spirit, Minister Chris, because there was no way that you could have said anything. And I was not even planning to share this testimony, but you could have said literally anything you could have said, and I would have never shared this testimony, but the Lord had you say exactly that. Because God in this generation, he wants people to know
that the same way that you see the devil at work is the same way God is still at work.
Absolutely.
He is still a miracle worker. He is still healing people. He is still building people up. He is still going into the byways and the hedges. He is not afraid of the enemy. And he's raising up a generation that is not going to be afraid of the enemy. The same way Paul went before King Agrippa. And the same way Paul went before great men, and he went to great cities, and he turned cities upside down. God is not building a generation of people who are weak. He's not building a generation of people who are not going to be able to go speak before these kings, these politicians, and these people out here who are caught up in the occult, who are caught up in all kinds of debauchery. And God is saying in this season, he's raising up a generation who is going to speak up, who's going to stand out, and who's not going to fall into the traps of the enemy, because they're going to be alert. They're going to have the eyes of Jesus, and they're going to be able to see what the enemy is plotting before he even plots it. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want people to know that Jesus is alive. If you ever doubted if Jesus is real, if you ever doubted if he alive, I'm telling you tonight as a witness, an eyewitness, that Jesus is not dead. He is no longer in the tomb. His bones were not found. Hallelujah. The napkin was really folded. In Jesus' name. And he is out, and he is alive, and he is willing to come to where you are, because you don't even know. You might be listening to me wherever you are. Tonight might be your day of visitation. Today, right now, you might be going through something, and God will appear himself to you. He'll send his angels. The Bible says, be careful, because sometimes you will entertain angels without you knowing. And I truly believe that. I know that God is with us. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I just want to share that with somebody tonight, because I know my master lives. And that's the reason why I'm so bold. That's the reason why I'm not afraid to go into the streets. That's the reason why I'm not afraid to speak. That's the reason why I didn't give myself the name Problems for the Devil. You know, Problems for the Devil is not me. Problems for the Devil was never about a person. When I first was given that name, I thought it was about me. But the Lord revealed it to me a few years back. He said, Clifford, Problems for the Devil was never a person, but it was a people. There is a faceless and nameless generation that is raising up right now in these times, for these end times. That is a nameless and faceless generation who are going to stand up and be problems for the Devil. They're going to turn the world upside down. And I prophesy that, and I speak it, because the Lord told me, global takeover. He said that there's going to be a global takeover where his kingdom will reign. And I know that this is the end time move. I know that it is a prophecy in Joel 2:28 where he says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. That is the move that we're getting ready to see. And I just want everyone who's listening to me to prepare for that, because that's exactly what's getting ready to take place.
My God.
I told you last night I was going to save it. I didn't want to give it. But Minister Chris, I'm telling you right now, you are moving in a prophetic flow. And I thank God for you. We were supposed to talk tonight.
Yeah, you were. You were supposed to say it. And that's how I look at it, brother. I'm telling you, that's how I look at it. And it's just something, you know, how God is moving. He said he had to go. He was at work. But y'all are going to definitely, I'm definitely going to connect you and him together. But he was at work, and he texted me while you were just about at the last part, and he said he had to go. But he will be back on again, you know, with us, and I know you're going to be on with us too. But it was for you to share that. It really was. And so what we're going to do is, now tell the people about this song we're about to hear, Tales from the Crypt.
Well, this song literally was birthed out of my pain, you know, like I said before, you know, me being an ex-Crip, but the song literally was birthed out of my pain because one of my friends, his name is Ennis Bryan, he was shot and killed by another one of my friends, and Ennis Bryan is Crip. He was a G-Stone Crip. That's a very well-known set all throughout California and New York and many other places as well, but he was a G-Stone Crip who was shot by another friend of mine. Allegedly shot by another friend of mine named Jeffrey, you know. And so when he was shot, that caused a rift in the neighborhood, and that literally caused a stronghold. But before he was shot,
before that whole thing happened, I prophesied it to Jeffrey, and I prophesied it to another friend of mine named Joshua Bird. I spoke to them, and the Lord revealed to me everything that would happen in the neighborhood and what would turn the neighborhood into what it is today. And Jeffrey even got to a place where he dropped his flag because he was convinced of what I was telling him. He even tried to come to church with me. But I told Jeffrey, I said, Jeffrey, you have to be careful because the enemy is coming after you, and he wants to kill you. And not even, and Jeffrey dropped his flag, but the day that Jeffrey dropped his flag, I told him that the devil was going to come and attack them and try to get him to rejoin the gang. And that same day, after I left, about an hour later, one of his friends, who's also a Crip, who's also one of my friends, came up to him and was very upset because he found the flag, the blue flag on the floor, because I told Jeffrey, if you're really dropping out of the gang, I want you to drop your flag on the floor. I want you to spit on it, and I want you to step all over it to prove to me that you're not going to go back. And let me tell you something. If it was to be found out that he did that to his own flag, they would have killed him.
My God.
And that's the reason why I wanted to make sure that he was serious, and he did all of that. And so when the kid found the flag, he said, who flag is this? And he was forced to say that it was his, and he said, you got to pick up your flag. He said, we got too much problems right now. We got too much beef in the streets. People are shooting at us. There's no way that you're going to just get out. And so because he picked up his flag, unfortunately, he did not take heed to my warning. Literally a week later, that's when, they say he shot Eilis, allegedly. And so Eilis was shot. And because of that, they had a big trial. There was a big trial that was there. And Joshua Bird, who was also a G-Stone Crip, he was on trial, and he told on Jeffrey. He said that Jeffrey was the one who killed Eilis, and that was about a year later because nobody wanted to snitch, nobody wanted to tell, but he decided to tell, you know, and because he decided to tell, while Jeffrey was in jail doing about 25 years to life, it was said that on Jeffrey's birthday that a hit was sent out on Joshua, and he was shot twice in the mouth, and that's the reason why you're hearing the song. And that's the reason why you hear the song. He got shot twice in the mouth. It was a closed casket. This is real. These are real events that happen. And if you want to know the full story, whoever's listening, you could go to www.p4dm.tumblr.com. That's www.p4dm.tumblr.com, and you'll get the full story behind Tales of the Crypt. But you know, there's a lot of people in my neighborhood who died. About 15 Crips in total died in like a year. So, you know, I'm just praying for my neighborhood, and I'm going back. I got to go back. You know, there's many Crips who got saved under my ministry. You know, some of them are in ministry now, so I thank God for that. You know, so, you know, without further ado, tell us from the Crip. That's the story behind it.
Wow, I'm telling you, that was powerful. That's powerful what you just said. I'm telling you. This thing is deep. And, you know, like I told you when we talked, you know, that I know about that stuff. You know, I hung around the fellas. You know, I was around the brothers. We all partied together and all of that, you know. And I'm telling you, it's something. There's a lot of them that are being saved. I know some now, you know, that are great pastors and ministers. Yeah. And just, it's just, you know, some of them got books out. You know, but it's
awesome.
Just
God.
It's just something. And I just thank God, like I said, for your testimony, brother. That I'm glad you shared that tonight.
I'm glad you did.
It was a must, like you said. It had to be. And I thank God that God, the Lord, used our brother
Minister Chris.
Even say what he said for you to even, you know, come out with it.
Yeah,
and
he triggered it because...
I'm just so grateful. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to play the song, and I'm going to click you right back on as soon as we're done.
No problem.
Okay, you all, you heard it. We got this great song that you're going to hear called Tales from the Crypt.
A wise man once told me never to break the code. At least I thought he was wise. my spiritual eyes closed. He told me, make sure I rep the set everywhere that I go. So I misplay my position and follow that role. I started banging at an early age, but I didn't know that the devil had his eyes on my soul. They say you only live once. So I got in the game, playing with fire and embracing those flames. Almost got shot in a drive-by. Before it hit me, I fell. I was an inch away from going to hell. They all shot dead, I made it out. Out of that ditch, it's more likely to roll up 4, 5, 6. 6 times before that 4, 5 click. Duck down when that 4, 5 spin. But you were gone and you were gone. When the block get hotter than a sauna, you can get smoke quicker than a brick of marijuana. And no, I will never stop repping the Christ who saved my soul. And now I owe him my life. They say, Cliff, you a problem. But only if they could see the price I paid, man, this anointing ain't free. I lost friends to the quick game. He was repping that blue covered in red. Now he's in a black suit. His mom screamed at the funeral. Man, it was so tragic. It shot him twice in the mouth. It was a close casket. 2 guns pointed at me. The gun bust to the face. One at my head, the other down on my waist. I thought that was the end of me. But it was only the start. A testimony that I shared from my heart. This is what it rap music. This is a page of my life. I'm from the 90s. Every day is a fight. So tell me, homie, what's your life like? Mine is real. Under his blood, I've been shined to steal the sack. Cause the world's savvy. Man, they just won't hear me. My flow deeper than conspiracy theory. Rest in peace to my homies. Raise your heads up high. But if you don't repent, then in hell you fry. This is the truth and I won't tell no lie. No thug mansion, no ghetto in heaven with your rappers inside. Steve Payne was my middle name. Curse was my first. Struggle my last. And I gave up on going to church. I was only 16. But I was hustling crack, breaking it down, reading up, buying it back. Made a name for myself. They call me Fire Chase. Flow hotter than a fireplace. Scorch rappers had them looking for a fire escape. Now I preach to save them all from that
fire. Be late, fire be late, fire be late.
Wow. I'm telling y'all, that is just, it's just awesome. Just awesome. Let me click our brother back on here. I'm telling you, that's something powerful, just a powerful, you know, powerful testimony, just powerful. And we just thank God for you, brother. Remember the song I told you of our brother, and he's going to be joining us soon, too, on here. His name is Darwin Vincent. He lives in Pontiac, Michigan, but we call him DV. That's his name, DV. And he has a song called I Do This For You. That's the one I was trying to think about last night, and I couldn't think about it. But this was dedicated to the to the fellas out there in the streets.
Awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and play that so you can hear it, because I know you're probably going to have to be going in a little while. And I did say I wanted you to hear that song. And then right after, how much time do you have?
I'm going to try to stay on for as long as I can, but probably about, I don't know, about 15 minutes, 10, 15.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play I Do This For You. And right after that song, how about I play Do the Testimony of Our Brother Minister? Remember, I told you that I know I have to play that tonight.
Yes,
we have so many people listening in, and they need to hear this testimony of this awesome man of God who almost sold his soul to the devil. I mean, it's a powerful testimony. So that's what I'll do. Hopefully you still will be on with us, but I'm going to play this I Do This For You by DV, and right after that I'm going to go into minister's testimony. And like I said, brother, I want to connect you with them. I chatted with one of them earlier, Slugger, Minister Slugger Root, and he wasn't able to call in tonight, but he said Monday he going to get to call in. And so I'm going to see if Minister, the one that you will hear the testimony, see if he can call in too, because both of them ministers together. They do a lot of things together there in St. Louis.
Okay.
So
awesome.
I'm going to go to the DV and then that, and then I'm going to come back to you.
No problem.
All right. Okay, you all. Right now we're going to go into this song called I Do This For You by our brother DV. And right after that, the next voice you will hear will be our brother Minister as he shares his testimony, very powerful, about how he almost sold his soul to the devil and how God saved him.
Yep.
Yeah. This song is a special dedication to all them dope boys, all them corner boys, all them cats that stand posted up hugging on the block. You know who you are. Jesus can save you, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm just here to let you know. I do this for you. Let's go.
Hey, I do this for them boys on the block.
Yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks. Them killers busting them shots.
Okay.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
For the kids on the stoop.
Uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth.
Okay.
Jesus saves. I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you. I'm on the block.
Yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks. Them killers busting them shots.
Okay.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
For the kids on the stoop.
Uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth.
Okay.
Jesus saves. I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you.
It defeats the purpose to rap to my blood. About brethren, cause they should know that their final destination is heaven. Therefore, I kick it to my people stuck in grind mode. The ones who use trap or die as a means of survival. The folk who don't know much about the Bible. But if you wanna get high, the product they can provide, though. That's who I rhyme for. Standing beseeching like Paul, like, look, y'all the ones Jesus really died for. The Lazarus nation, the one that Jesus cried for. He took 39 on his back and a pierce in his side, foe. So, it ain't no need in acting prideful. Humble yourself before the Lord. Let that pride go and confess in his name. Believing that he came. When you place your faith in Jesus Christ, man, he will bring the chain. See, let me make it plain. He's the missing link in your chain. And I'm trying to link all of my people
hey,
up to
Jesus name. Boys on the block.
Yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks. Them killers busting them shots.
Okay.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
For the kids on the stoop.
Uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth.
Okay.
Jesus saves. I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you. I'm on the block.
Yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks. Them killers busting them shots.
Okay.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
For the kids on the stoop.
Uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth.
Okay.
Jesus saves. I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you.
I try to orchestrate my lyrics so they real as life. Cause most of my people don't understand how bad they need in Christ. They feeling like that bread is the only thing that'll keep them tight. Well, if that's right, why not take a bite out of the bread of life?
The bread of life?
Hey, man, God is where it is.
A saved life is what I live,
man.
Praise is what I give.
See, this is why I'm hot. But my name is not Mims. Jesus is my savior, dog, so you can call me Jim. Yeah, while rappers talk about gems, remember life is but a baby. You could be blown in the wind, so when your ride stop and your wheels don't spin, you gon' have to give an account for a life filled with sin. Man, so won't you go on and walk in inside the household of faith and the salvation of all men? Listen, yes you are redeemed by yes you are, which is the theme that I'm trying to express.
Hey,
all
my y'all men and boys on the block,
yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks,
and
killers busting them shots,
okay.
Running from the cops,
yeah.
For the kids on the stoop,
uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth,
okay.
Jesus saves, I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you. I'm on the block,
yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks,
and
killers busting them shots,
okay.
Running from the cops,
yeah.
For the kids on the stoop,
uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth,
okay.
Jesus saves, I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you.
To all them fellas on the block, posted blunt, roasting gun, hosted in your waistline.
Man, I do this for you.
To all them ladies who be dancing on them poles, changing in and out of clothes for the dough.
Man, I do this for you.
To all the babies who've been abandoned by their fathers and their mamas, left to raise up sons and daughters.
Man, I do this for you.
For all my believers, placing your faith in Jesus, cause you know that he's a healer and redeemer.
Hey, man, I do this for the boys on the block.
Yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks,
and
killers busting them shots.
Okay.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
For the kids on the stoop,
uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth,
okay.
Jesus saves, I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you.
I'm on the block,
yeah.
To the ones slinging rocks,
and
killers busting them shots,
okay.
Running from the cops,
yeah.
For the kids on the stoop,
uh-huh.
For the rappers in the booth,
okay.
Jesus saves, I stand here living proof. Man, I do this for you.
Well, basically, you know what I'm saying? Me, I'm not what you call a churched individual. I wasn't raised in the church. Of course, like most people in the hood, I went to church. You know what I'm saying?
Moms was strung out on crack, strung out on drugs. Earliest I can remember, it's always been the streets for me. On the strip that was, you know what I'm saying, real popular where I'm from. My pops owned a club on one side of the street. You know what I'm saying? Granddaddy owned a club on another side of the street. You know what I'm saying? So I just was raised in it. I was in the club at such an early age. First time I can remember even smoking weed was with one of my uncles, and I was real little. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was real. in my granddaddy club, I even seen one night it was a disturbance, you know what I'm saying? People got all rowdy, and he was at the door of the club, and a dude ended up throwing a broken bottle towards the door, and I saw my granddaddy get his eye put out, you know what I'm saying? Blood just gushing out, just gushing out, you know what I'm saying? He actually lost his eye, had to get a glass. You know, the way I came to Christ and gave my life to Jesus Christ, I was in a secular rap group in the Tampa Bay area, and I got my first record deal probably like in 97 with an independent label over there. Me and the group I was with, you know what I'm saying, we just was living that life, that super street life, man. I was, you know what I'm saying, I was the weed man. My roommate was selling dope, you know what I'm saying, cooking cookies. It was super bad, man. Alcoholic, I was an alcoholic, you know, Hennessy all day. All day, just straight hen most of the time, you know what I'm saying? All day, day in, day out, you know what I'm saying? Woke up, fired up, went to sleep, fired up, you know what I'm saying? That just was the life I was living. And we even had a few labels getting at us and everything, you know what I'm saying, inquiring about us, talking about they was going to fly in the shows and all of that stuff. I mean, it was serious, man. And the cats that I was actually with, you know what I'm saying, I had heard one of the cats rapping one time in one of the songs talking about selling their soul for fast cars and riches for whatever reason. And I had heard Tupac on a song called Smile talking about selling his soul for fast cars and riches. That's who was saying that. And even Snoop Dogg on a song called Murder's the Case, he was talking about selling his soul, you know what I'm saying, how he politicking back and forth to the devil. And to me, you know what I'm saying, being lost in that street life, it was just words to me, you know what I'm saying, because I just was lost. I ain't know. You know, we think that everybody out there know that they're away from God. My mindset was, I just didn't know, man. I was just wondering. I used to wonder all the time, you know, was I going to go to heaven or was I going to go to hell? I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? I never really heard the gospel in its purest, you know what I'm saying, in purity and in truth, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know that Jesus Christ was the only way into heaven. So one night I was in my home studio, and it had to be like 8 to 10 people off in there. And we had beats and stuff playing in the background and everything. That's how we used to do it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody doing what they do, smoking, drinking, and everything. And actually, it came down to it that dudes actually started being used by demonic spirits. And these spirits start speaking through them, you know what I'm saying? Devils start speaking through them, talking to me, asking me, you know what I'm saying, if I was going to sell my soul, telling me what I needed to do to take my career to the next level in darkness. I mean, dudes actually came up to me holding wads of money, saying, man, don't you want to make all this money? Now, like I said, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't church raised, you know what I'm saying, church every day and all that stuff, but I had went to church, and even though it was a traditional Baptist church, you know what I'm saying, I had heard about Jesus. I ain't really hear, you know what I'm saying, the truth and everything, but, you know what I'm saying, my questions that I had within myself began to be answered, and I knew that if those demonic spirits was real, if the devil was real, you know what I'm saying, and he was offering me a way, then I knew that God was real. So what I started to do, I grabbed a piece of paper that I had, my pad or whatever, and I just started to write, you know what I'm saying, started to repent, and I just read it out loud. And as I would read it out loud, I grabbed my paper and just started rapping, you know what I'm saying, and started apologizing to God. And as I would do that, somebody would leave my house. One of those spirits in those people would leave my house. I kept on doing it till all of them left. It had to be like 8 to 10 of them. After all of them left, I was like, man, what am I going to do? I had a little sawed-off shotgun that was probably about that big, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm going to kill myself. I got all my weed, you know what I'm saying? I had my selling weed in one pocket, smoking weed in another pocket, and I was going to get ready to head to what we call the Causeway. It's a beach area, you know what I'm saying, known and where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, in Florida. And but I know now that it was the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? I heard a voice saying, you need to go to your mama house. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to my mama house. I hopped in the ride, you know what I'm saying, and drove to my mama house. I wasn't going to tell her what was going on, but I went and sat on a chair that she got in the house, and she had, you know, the pillows that be on the chair. She had a pillow on the chair. I tried to cover the gun with it, and I just was sitting there. And I guess she saw the barrel sticking out from that pillow. She was like, boy, what you doing with that gun in my house? So I started coming clean with her, started telling her what was going on. She went and got the Bible. She opened it up to the 23rd Psalm, and all I saw was, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know what I'm saying? I just started to confess, You know what I'm saying? Jesus, asking Jesus to come into my heart and continually looking at that scripture, saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then I just, Lord Jesus, just come into my heart, save my soul. You know, Jesus, just be my, just save me. I just need you to save my soul. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to sell my soul. I didn't know I was away from you. I just need you to come into my heart, come into my life and be my Lord and be my Savior. You know, and of course, Jesus saved, you know, hey, a cleansing work began in me. A cleansing work began in me. For the next 7 days, I continued actually to hear the demonic spirit still propositioning me to sell my soul, you know what I'm saying, in exchange for fortune and wealth or whatever in that music game, you know what I'm saying. I even, it got so bad, I was so scared, you know what I'm saying, because that spirit of fear, you know, anything with the, man, that's his spirit, fear. You know, I was so scared, I made my mama even get into bed and sleep with me. I was like, don't leave me, don't leave me. I couldn't eat for the next 7 days, couldn't eat, couldn't do nothing. It was hard to sleep. The slightest thing woke me up. I look around, posters would be looking at me, blanking like this, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z poster on the wall, just blanking, you know what I'm saying? Just looking at me. It was crazy, man. It was real, though. You know what I'm saying? True story. It had nothing to do with no drugs or nothing like that. It was just straight crossroads, intersection of the natural realm, you know what I'm saying, and the spiritual realm, you know what I'm saying, butting heads, and I had to make my choice which way I was going to go, you know what I'm saying? So on the last day, the seventh day, I was completely delivered. Demonic spirits came up out of me yelling, ah, just yelling, you know what I'm saying? I was completely delivered. I looked at my weed, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what am I going to do with this? First thing I was thinking about doing was just giving it to one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, I can't get this poison to my homeboy, man. It's poison. So I went to the toilet with it, you know what I'm saying? Just start flushing all the green. Went to the toilet with it. My guns, well, actually, I had already got rid of one of them. The sawed off, I was like, man, first of all, you know what I'm saying, with the garbage that we was involved in, I know my house, my old house, was on Fed Watch or whatever. Fed's watching it. One of my homeboys had just got trapped up, you know what I'm saying, had just hit the road for doing some Fed time. And even before he had hit the road, every time he would come in the house, troll would just swarm the house, you know what I'm saying? So I know I was under surveillance. Even after I make my little jugs or whatever, selling my weed, even people were saying how police were stopping my jugs down the road, you know what I'm saying? For y'all that don't know, a jug is what we call a sale or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Your clientele, you know, they were stopping my clientele down the road, confiscating what they just bought. So I knew I was under surveillance. So what I did was broke the sawed off up and put it in the trash. And I watched the dumpster, watched the trash people take it off, you know what I'm saying? Went to go try to drink. Went to go beer. Try to drink it, man. Didn't even want no more alcohol, no more beer. Just put it down the sink, you know what I'm saying? I was done with it. It was completely delivered. As far as music was concerned, I was like, man, I'm done with this, you know what I'm saying? They can have that. But my name actually used to be Sinister, S-Y-N-I-S-T-A. And as I began to just get in God's word, study and pray, you know what I'm saying? He just impressed upon my heart as he started showing me my call in ministry, call to ministry. He gave me the call to ministry right then. He was like, don't you stop rapping. He said, you just change that S into an M. I'm making your name Minister, and you go for me. You know what I'm saying? And it's been on ever since, man. Love Jesus, you know what I'm saying? That was July 1999.
Wow, y'all, what a powerful testimony. My God, I was sitting here just full of tears. And I'll never forget it in the word where it says he never lost none of his own. He know who his is. He know who belongs to him. And right before we go back to our brother, I want to play one of Minister's songs right now. And it's called Fire Fall.
Let's get it rowdy, y'all. Let's get it radical. Holler at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let's glory. Let's get it rowdy, y'all. Let's get it radical. Holler at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let's glory.
inside. God calling for you, don't you think it's about time? Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Man of God, God saw you when you plant seed. Get your sickle ready, stop begging God, please. You gotta believe, he never lied. But you gotta work it out over on your side. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Handmaiden of the Lord, you a fireball. More expected of you cause you got a higher call. You gotta open up, you gotta speak things. See the evidence of faith that the fire brings. Let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory, let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory. See it in the spirit, believe it in your heart. Speak it out your mouth, see it's not hard. God is ever ready, but you play a big part. His power is the engine, but your faith is kickstart. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Take fear by the collar, jack, fill up. Get the clutter out your spirit, hear it clear up. That's what you're here for, you're here to serve God. Let the fire burn the wickedness up out your heart. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. I see it hovering, it's right above ya. You finna prophesy, spirit finna bubble. Look at your hands, wave them in the sky. Move them round like you know them things on fire. Let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holler at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory, let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holler at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory. This ain't a game, these words ain't a light thing. These are the words of the God that I serve, man. You either been now, or you break later. Later is now, cause the weight is even greater. His glory so big, I see a steamroller. If you don't move, pride getting ran over. The wait is over, revival of the past gone. Let the new wine for the new skin cone. Holy Spirit come upon us, give us new shine. Let the living water flow from the inside. He giving you a crown, a tailor-made crown. Take it all, bow down, lay it on the ground. Focus on his throne, let that be your groove zone. Now can you see that we share the same throne? We made a little lower, Jesus ain't ashamed to call us brothers as we walk in the flame. Let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory, let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory, let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory, let's get it rowdy, y'all, let's get it radical. Holla at yourself, tell self you gotta go. Let the fire fall, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. Let's glory.
Wow, I'm telling y'all, we about to flip that brother in right now. Wow, I'm telling you, it's just too much. Woo, brother, was that a powerful testimony or what? Hello? Hello? Okay, well, I don't know what's happened, but maybe he put the phone down for a minute, but I see that he's still connected to us. But we just thank God. We thank God for that powerful testimony of our brother minister. I'm telling you, that was just powerful. And we just thank God for that powerful testimony. I guess when our brother, Minister Cliff, come back, I guess he'll be back on with us. But we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. And I'm telling you, it's just something. And we just thank the Lord on tonight for what he is doing and how he's just moving by his spirit, and this is just deep. Oh my God, I'm telling you, it's just deep. But oh wow, I don't even know what to say. I really don't know what to say. But we thank God for our brother Stephen. Mercy, are you there? Hello? I don't know if still there with us or not, but we're going to go ahead and keep moving. But we thank God for our brother that called in from New York. We thank God. He did say that he was going to be on as long as he could. And so we just thank God. So we just thank the Lord. But we once again, we want to give our brother Stephen Murphy a shout-out. He's listening tonight. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. This was just awesome on tonight. I'm just so bubbled up right now. I don't even know what to say myself. But it was just a powerful testimony. Very, 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 very powerful. Oh, my God, I'm telling you. You know what? We're going to go to our brother Luther Fleury. He has a great song that's out. Oh, my God, called Throw It All Away. And my daughter, she loves this song here. And it's powerful. I'm telling you, you got to listen to the words in them. It's just awesome. And so we just thank God. Like I said, I know I'm sounding like I'm kind of tied up right now. I'm trying to find these songs. There's just so many in the system right now. But that was a powerful testimony of our brother minister. And he will be on next week. We're going to get him and Slugger Roo on. And we just thank God. So I'm telling you, you know, God is just great, and he's just worthy, you know, of all the praise. And, oh, my God, I'm telling you, I'm just so lost right now of words tonight, like I said, because listening to a testimony like that and then knowing what I come from and knowing what our brother there problems for the devil, and knowing what our brother Chris Johnson went through, and some of you all that have went through, and how God called us out. My God, I'm telling you, oh my God. Oh, you know, I never forget when God was calling me. You know, it was a song that sung to me. I never heard it in my life. Nobody's ever wrote this. You know, I just heard it, and it was saying, come on in, my child. Come on in, my child. I am standing here waiting for you with my arms open wide. Come on in, my child. Come on in, my child. I am standing here waiting for you. Come on in. And when that thing sung to me, that song sung to me, tears just began to roll down my face. I'll never forget when the Lord called me beloved. That gangster mentality, that drinking and all of that other stuff, it just crumbled. My heart crumbled because, you know, I had, you know, evil and hatred, you know, in me. Seriously, though, I didn't like going to church, having parents as, you know, a preacher. My father did revivals every day. I was sick and tired. It was so bad to me, I thought, that I would ask God, why was I birthed, you know, to these type of parents? Seriously. I know that sounds kind of scandalous, but real talk, that's what I used to say. And now I see why I had to. And I had to repent from all that old crazy talk. But God knew my, God knew. He knew. Despite of the talk and the crazy talk, he knew. But I'm telling you, I didn't like going to church, y'all. I didn't. I hated to go to church. I'm just like our brother. I didn't want to hear you talk about no Jesus, no Lord. My grandmother used to call me woman of God when I used to be drunk, dressing all revealing, coming to our house late at night because my daddy done wouldn't let me in, you know. So she would tell me, you know, you always got a place to come. And when I came, she could have called me a drunk. She could have said anything. But she always said that you are a powerful woman of God. And I just thank my grandmother, for real. I thank her. I dedicate this ministry to her in honor of her. She's resting in the arms of the Lord. But I thank God for my grandmother because she spoke. She spoke that in my life. It called me a mighty woman of God in my dirt. Yes, I'm crying. I have tears of joy because I thank God that my grandmother, you know, when everybody else in the family looked down on me and they said it was no hope, it wasn't nothing, but she looked at me in my mess and she called me a mighty woman of God. And I stand here today. I just thank God for her because she didn't give up on me when others did. And I just thank God for that tonight. I really do. I appreciate her. And y'all have to learn that when you got friends and you got family, you have to constantly speak in their life and speak positive and don't say that they're bumming. Don't say they'll never amount to nothing. But say that they are somebody. That's what we have to say. I'm telling you, I didn't mean to crown their airways, but listening to these testimonies and how God loves us so much, no matter what we have done, no matter what's going on now, he still loves us and he still looks at us as his beloved. And I just thank him on tonight. I appreciate him on tonight. And right now, we're going to go to this song and we'll be right back, Luther Fleury, and Throw It All Away.
I want to play a game. For years now, you've been claiming to be a Christian. You've been reading scriptures and following the word. Well, let's put you to the test. In front of you, you'll find a red piece of paper and a pen. It states that you vowed to throw away everything you believe about Christ. All you have to do is sign at the bottom. If you don't, this contraption you call world will kill you, eventually. Will you sacrifice the sweet pleasures of this world, trying to get into a heaven that you haven't even seen? The choice is yours.
I wake up, was that a dream? Satan was putting thoughts in my mind. Obscene, throw it all away. He wanted this to cling. All I can think about is John 3:16. He died to pave a way, his sinners were astray. He threw down a check sweeter than payday. Beat to the pulp, blood ran like OJ. Forget Christ? No way. Jose, that's not much of an offer. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yeah, so I will follow and obey the will of my God. I can never throw away, it's not okay. I rep Christ till the day I lay in a casket with my ashes. Lift for the one with 39 lashes on the cross, just for me. Thorns on head, nailing feet, did it for me and you. Lord of lords, King of truth. I just throw it all away. He wasn't on the cross just to throw it all away. His blood didn't drip just to throw it all away. He didn't die for me just to throw it all away. John 3:16 shows how God loves. Won't throw it away to become one. What I was, the devil wants to play. I don't play with felons. Kick him in the face, drop him on his cerebellum. Tell him.
Kick me in the face? Is that how you feel? That's not nice. Show some love appeal.
Yo, call it self-defense, man. I'm trying to stop the enemy. You're walking in my house, and I know you're not a friend of me.
Why do you worship this low-life king?
You call him low-life, but he died for my sins.
He died? I can give you riches, power, women, and those little chocolate kisses.
Man, I hate chocolate, and these won't save me. You're a fool who tried to rise against the one who made thee.
Don't test me. I'll devour you.
You roar like a
lying, but a lion is not you. I'll be sober though, thanks for the heads up. I know you're not blessed, so good luck. Your opponent is your creator, and he doesn't need shades to block his haters.
How can I just throw it all away? He wasn't on the cross just to throw it all away. His blood didn't drip just to throw it all away. He didn't die for me just to throw it all away. John 3:16 shows how God loves. Won't throw it away to become what I was. The devil wants to play, I don't play with felons. Kick him in the face, drop him on the cerebellum. Tell him,
this is your last chance, I can give you the world. Believe me, I can give you diamonds and pearls.
John 8:44 says you're a liar, and you're in hell, so I'm guessing that your pants are on fire.
Ha ha, funny guy.
Yeah, you can say that, I'm only speaking the truth, and Christ is that. So throw it all away, the Lord I adore, so no, Satan.
Well, the choice is yours.
Let me take you on a trip. I can take away disease like I'm walking on the sea.
we just thank God tonight. I'm telling you, that was just, it was awesome. We thank the Lord for the music that had went forth on tonight. And God is just great. God is great, and he's worthy of all the praise and all of the honor, and he's worthy of all of the glory. And so we just thank the Lord for all of the music that have been heard tonight so far, the great testimonies that, you know, you heard on tonight. I'm telling you, it was just wonderful. And we just thank the Lord for everything that he is doing. And it's just awesome, like I said. And we look forward to hearing more of those great testimonies that have came forth. We just thank God for every artist, for all of you that listened in on tonight. We thank the Lord. Also tomorrow, I want to mention too, that tomorrow we have the names that will be posted up. They will be posted. The names will be posted tomorrow for our top 12 artist countdown. And they will be posted. So you will see all the 12 artists' names that will be posted. And we thank God for that. So in saying that, we're going to end this off. We want to give a shout-out to Jeffrey Owusu Faith Booth there in Ghana. We thank God for him on tonight. And we're going to go off the air with one of his Ghana gospel mix with Benjamin Duby and Preachers, Patrick Duncan. I don't think you're going to be able to hear all of it, but you'll be able to hear at least a few minutes of it. So we just thank God. And saying that, we just want to say God bless you. Have a blessed night. Remember, God loves you, and the angel of melody loves you too. We will be on live tomorrow night, not tomorrow morning. But we will be back on tomorrow night. Links will be posted. God bless you all. Have a blessed night.
You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
You are listening to the GH Gospel Show. This is a GH Gospel Mix.
My body gon' praise the Lord. My shoulder, my knees, my body gon' praise the Lord. Let me hear you. My shoulder, my knees, my body gon' praise the Lord. My head, my weight, my body gon' praise the Lord. My shoulder, yeah, my knees, my body gon'